Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning is Gary White, Executive Director of CEDA, which is the Sitka Economic Development Association. He's here to tell us about the Sitka Economic Forum that is coming up. Good morning, Gary.
Morning, Holly.
So, second annual Economic Forum.
Correct. Yeah. For years, CEDA used to do the State of the Sitka Economy, where we would bring in an economist and they would present the baseline indicators of what's happening with our economy. And then we'd always have like a little an hour thing after the fact of we'd have a round table of different industry speakers, or we would ask the community what they wanted to see happen, or have a flow back and forth. And we've kind of morphed into something different, where we wanted to have a bigger event, have a forum, and have folks from the community come in and try to share their ideas on how we stabilize our economy at where it's at, or grow it higher. And so that's what we're trying to do again.
That previous sort of format was a bit intimidating. I remember some scary pie graphs.
Yes.
And a lesson on, not ethics, but...
Probably economics 101.
Yeah, yeah. And I sat there for an hour, sort of like, wow, I'm a little bit intimidated, and sort of felt powerless, where this forum is a little more proactive.
Correct. Now, you're still going to get your chance to see those pie graphs and all that information. The Chamber of Commerce is having an event on the 11th, this Thursday from 3 to 5 at the Centennial Hall, where they'll have that industry panel, and I'll be there, and I will be presenting on all those graphs and everything that's all the baseline indicators. But on the 16th, you will have an opportunity to share your ideas and kind of get into the ability to have a voice in your economy.
And we have joining us, slipping in, is Steve Reifenstuhl. He is the VP of the CEDA board. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Sorry I'm a little late, but our fearless leader, Gary's here, so he handles everything very well.
And we're just sort of getting the nuts and bolts of the Sitka Economic Forum. And Steve, did you attend last year?
No, I was out of town on business, but I will be here this year and plan to attend.
And is it your responsibility as a board member to get lots of participants to attend?
Well, what we'd like is a broad section of the community that has interest in moving our economy forward, and that can be low-cost housing, new business development, tourism, can be anything. And what people really feel passionate about, we would like that type of person at the forum and to be spokespeople and then discuss these ideas and come up with our top priorities as a community.
And you hit on some big issues like affordable housing, tourism. Gary, is there a topic that is sort of bigger than all of us that no one wants to talk about that you would like to bring forward in the forum?
Well, I think that's going to come from the community. CEDA has their own strategic plan that we're working on, and we're working on a lot of things that Steve just mentioned. But at last year's forum, there was three top ideas, and the top idea was affordable housing, and that group broke up into a couple of subcommittees, and we actually had some successes. We actually got the Benchlands property on the market for the first time ever. And well, I guess the city did a little side 12 lot subdivision, but we're trying to get more of that property out there to try to look at that housing situation. We also brought forward the accessory dwelling units zoning code change, which is going to happen, which the assembly is going to discuss tonight. So there were some successes in housing. The second top one was independent tourism, and how we get all the different agencies to work together to try to brand Sitka as this great independent tourism destination, and that group's been working. And the third top idea was the putting a deep water dock downtown. That got some synergies early in the summer. It was brought to the assembly, and the assembly decided that wasn't the time for that, and so that one kind of fizzled. But now we have an opportunity to keep moving forward in those same types of issues, or we can bring up other ones. Like number four was putting in another commercial harbor. Number five was figuring out what we can do with our fish waste or fish byproducts in town. The Sitka Sound Science Center had a lot of support there. So those folks went over and worked on those issues also, but this allows other folks to come and work on some of that stuff. Greenhouses was a big issue last time, and now folks will have an opportunity to maybe push that forward, and I'm sure – actually, I know that's happening in different venues. So greenhouses was talked about at our event. Greenhouses was talked at the Summit Health – or the Health Summit, and so now there's a synergy to try to move those forward. So this is good because what we're trying to do is get the citizens to take ownership in their in how we can develop our economy and move forward in these ad hoc groups.
And you did a really good job succinctly telling us very quickly all of these plans. And that's sort of what's going to have to happen at your forum. It's Tuesday the 16th, 1:30 to 5. There's not a lot of time to process. You have to be a man or woman of action when you get there. Know your idea. And I guess you would pitch it to the group pretty quickly.
Yeah, there's going to be an opportunity for people to come out and share, and we're going to ask that you keep your comments really short, three minutes, which if you're talking for 3 minutes is quite a long time. But we want these to be specific and achievable, and we want you to take ownership in it. You can't just come in and say, I want you to work on this. You have to come and say, I want to work on this, and who else wants to work on it with me?
And you've alluded to that this model for the forum is one that has been used in the Health Summit and that has been very successful.
Yeah, we talked to those organizers and kind of took their ideas because it seemed to be successful and tried to mirror that in our processes.
Well, I just wanted to say that the forum is being put on by CETA, but we aren't not necessarily the proponents of a particular issue. Like you, Gary mentioned that one of the top priorities from that meeting last year was the deep water dock in downtown Sitka. That wasn't a CETA idea. That was an idea that came from the forum, from the audience, and they picked that up and ran with it. I would take one example last year on the benchlands, and I don't think John Holst would mind if I mentioned his name, but he was a proponent. And so, like you mentioned, it's a short period of time, but those ideas can be formulated, and then the proponent can get a group together, as John did, and pushed very hard. We met for weeks and several months to get together a package and then got it before the assembly, and that's what it takes to move something ahead in Sitka, as people well know.
That's very interesting. Are there ever folks who come to this sort of event and say, why are we having a forum when I can serve on a city board or commission? Are we duplicating work?
Possibly, but it's an opportunity for, like I said, for folks to get out and share, and hopefully we're going to get some synergies built up. It was kind of great to see last year after the top three ideas were chosen, and people broke up into the groups, and they had a lot of energy. Like, we're going to tackle this problem. We're going to fix this, and we're going to get the housing costs down, or we're going to get more tourists in town, or we're going to do this. And to watch those things move all the way through the summer and into the fall, and had a lot of those ideas being actually presented to the assembly in the fall, and groups still moving forward.
Anything we can do to connect the dots to help our community is a good thing.
Correct.
Right.
Absolutely. So the Sitka Economic Forum second annual is happening Tuesday the 16th, 1:30 to 5 at Centennial Hall. If people have questions, who should they contact?
They can get a hold of my office. It's 747-2660, or my email is garywhite@gci.net.
And CETA's done a really good job about promoting their monthly meetings, having the meeting minutes or what's happening at the library. Have you been getting more attendance from the public as a result of that?
We get – no. but we're always trying to be out there and transparent, let folks know what we're trying to do. Same with the Sawmill Cove Board. I also act as executive director for the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, and we're always trying to be up front and forward with what we're doing there as well.
Absolutely. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Gary White and Steve Reifenstuhl, telling us about the Sitka Economic Forum. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.